may be seated. I'm going to deal with you this morning as a spiritual financial planner. My portfolio qualifies me for this job. What biblical principles has produced in my life as a black country boy have brought me into financial status that is unspeakable. I once had a conversation, let's go back to the elevator, on the elevator with a man last night. He was walking with a stick. He was a black gentleman. I saw he was witty. When I walked by him, I knew he was kind of a, you find out certain people just can give an answer or speak broadly, quickly. So he asked my son and I, he says, where you from? Where y'all from? I said, Louisiana. He said, what y'all doing here? After they said Louisiana, he says, everything gonna be all right now. I don't know what that means. He just said, everything gonna be all right now. And then he says, what you up here for? I said, well, I'm here ministering at Columbus Christian Center. He said, that's a big one now. Come on, yeah, the gentleman, he says. then he says, Reverend, you dress like you got something to say. I want to tell you that was last night. You caught it? I have something to say this morning. On another occasion, you have no idea how your finances are going to change this morning. Easily and swiftly. On another occasion, I have a witness in this room. I was RVing. Both of my RVs is right at $1 million. I have two. And I was in one of them. I was in the King Air. Y'all missed it. King Air. And so this gentleman, he's 87 years old. He's a businessman. And he could not get over me being a preacher in that type of RV. So he said, what your people say about it? I said, they're happy. See, preacher's supposed to be broke. I'm going to give you my portfolio. I'm giving you a portfolio because when I start teaching, you're going to grasp a lot of things this morning. Yes, sir. And so he says, what do you invest in? I say, the gospel. He said, no, I won't know what you invest in your money in. I say, the kingdom of God. He said about 6 or 7 times. No, he said, no, what are you investing in? As if. And see, as if God can't do this. I mean, Jason almost 6 or 7 times. He's getting irritable. He turned color. You see, because he's a big businessman, but God RV was the baddest one on the lot. And he couldn't handle that. He kept asking, what you investing in? He never understood what I say. He didn't believe because the church have played such a low grade in finances. Until I came along. And so you're connected to me. So I want to train you to live the same type of lifestyle that I'm living. I got a portfolio, my house. I live in a mansion that's paid for. I drive a Rolls Royce. My wife drives a Rolls Royce. You know. And God did all this, you see. So... the Lord told me at least make 300 millionaires. Your background, your backdrop, None of that has nothing to do with this. See, spiritual laws, if for lack of a better word, violate and break all natural laws. Education, businesses, it just break all laws because it's so powerful. Are you hearing this introduction? The things that I'm going to teach you this morning can bring you swiftly into your wealthy place. The Bible talks about going into a wealthy place. It talks about prosperity. It talks about wealth. It talks about increase. Sit down and get ready to take note. Just turn to Zechariah for a moment. Chapter 8. But I want to say a few things there before I go there. I want you to write in your note the prospering power of the seed. The prospering power of the seed. The second thing I want you to write is that the seed will produce maximized prosperity. The seed will produce maximized prosperity. The third thing I want you to write, the seed is the greatest spiritual law of prosperity. We're going to be in a classroom setting this morning, all right? The seed will produce maximized prosperity. God built it in a seed. The seed is the greatest spiritual law of prosperity. And I wrote, not reading the scriptures, not confessing, not praying, but the major spiritual law of prosperity is the seed. Hello? Now, you're going to have to grasp these things before I go into scripture and start showing you things in the scripture. You're going to have to grasp these facts that the seed is the master switch in the kingdom. The kingdom of God, hello, is a seed kingdom. Jesus is a seed. The word of God, this book, the Bible, is a seed. All right? Every chapter and every scripture is a seed. All right? Now, I'm going to ask a question because it's important to ask this question. We'll finally get to the verse in Haggai, but it asks, is the seed still in the barn? So I got a question here. Where is your seed? And the other statement is, you're going to have to stop being empty-handed. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, let's write this down. Verse 16 and 17, I may read it. But it says, do not appear before the Lord empty-handed. And I want you to write this down. In 1 Chronicles, chapter 21, verse 24. You must get away from sowing inferior seeds. Seeds that you have no instruction on, you've decided to sow it yourself. And so that's why you stay at the same level, the $5 level, the $10 level. Because if you keep sowing inferior seed, you're not sowing a seed that contests your finances, challenge your finances, challenge your faith. You got to sow seed that challenge your faith. What am I going to do after I sow this? So in Chronicles it says, I will not present burnt offerings that have not cost me nothing. Your seed, when sown, supposed to cost you something. See, if you could just sow it, you just come up here and sow it, sow $1, sow $3, whole $80. But you want an $80 harvest. I think one of the most powerful here in Zechariah chapter 8, Zechariah and Haggai work along the same line of rebuilding the temple. The people, the Lord said, consider your ways and put my house first, then you build your house. That's the way I did it. I built the Lord's house first, then I built my house. Solomon did the same thing. Your project need to be put on hold. Oh man, this don't sound like no good preaching. Yeah, you talking about putting my project on hold? This don't sound like, I don't want to hear this. I want some other kind of preaching. I want to say, take care of myself. I'm sharing with you how to really get taken care of. If you listen to me this morning, if you're playing, as we look at this seed instruction, your debt will be annihilated. The seed is the most powerful debt cancellator that exists. Now, I'm talking from my portfolio. You see, I was in debt, but now I'm a multimillionaire. And I'm not talking about no few million. I'm talking about beyond your hands and your toes and your fingers and your toes. And then check your neighbor toes out too. So this is real, because where I came from and where I am now prove how powerful God's prosperity plan is, and you don't have to have $1 million to get in on it. You can start where you are. So what the Holy Ghost wants to do this morning here at Columbus Christian Center and around the world is to build a financial planner with the seed and show you how to be consistent and faithful and have no doubt that God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll do it. Amen? Now, I need you to get rid of everything else you've tried. Because I know some of y'all, look at some of your guys, I know y'all think y'all great investors. A lot of time, the people who are financial planners in the secular world don't have no portfolio. They're trying to build their portfolio on your investment. That's why... That's why you don't get nothing back. Don't ever invest nothing with nobody. The first thing you want to ask a financial planner is, let me see your portfolio. Let me see where you came from, and I want to know where you are now, and I want bank statements. Most of them will leave, and they won't stay. They won't leave because they don't have no money. Most people are trying to sell your house, they broke. They don't have a house. I'm trying to get you to understand that God plans work. Say it.
God plans work.
Now, if some of y'all are going to sit here with some unbelief, you're going to have to listen this morning, because Jesus was a seed trainer.
Right.
And he trained me to be a seed trainer. Jesus was a master seed trainer. Remember Matthew 13 when he trained about the seed? And he revealed that the seed is the greatest secret of the kingdom. Wow. Sit down, let's go to work. Such a powerful scripture here in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. Such a powerful scripture. Y'all still got to hum. Y'all got to work with it, boy. The first statement in this verse, I believe God. Look at the first statement in this verse. You have to meditate that. You have to milk that. You have to meditate it and milk the substance out of this. This is God talking about rebuilding something, and you need to build your finances. He says, and for the seed, I heard my spiritual father say it, I think it was him, that shall is one of the strongest words in the English dialect. The seed, not might be, shall be prosperous. And then this voice defined what it meant. The vine shall give her fruit. See, he's defining it now. And the ground, see, the word give is used here, shall give her increase. You see it? Then the heaven get involved. Now, you listening? The seed always causes a heaven and earth transaction. Yeah. Write that down. Write that down. Write that down. Yeah, the seed will always cause a heaven and earth transaction. When heaven is invoked in your finances, there will always be, you listening? Multiplication. Your money starts flowing in a divine transaction where 5 and 5 is not 10 no more. Are you listening? You must come in your finances that you don't have to add no more. But you move to the multiplication table. Things begin to increase. Things begin to multiply. The river begin to rise. The creek flow faster. You get my understanding? Just enjoying yourself. You can't enjoy this life unless you have some money. I don't care how long you prayed. I don't care how long you stayed. When you rise up, you need some money. God know that. That's why he got me here. Showing you where he brought me from. If I was broke, this would be a joke. But I'm so loaded, it's the truth. Watch what I say now. Watch what I say, because I want you to write this down and circle it. God did it. Right? I want you to write that on your paper and circle it, because that'll get you out of the idea that somebody else is going to do it for you. That's $1,000. That's the way she sold. All the time. I can assure you her portfolio is not normal. I've received too many $1,000 out of her hand. All over the United States, she woke up. I know that's $1,000. She don't sold $100. She can't go back. Something about $1,000 seed too. It's like $1,000 seed. You know, I can't sow less than $1,000. You know, all of my service and anywhere I go, anybody preaching, I can't sow less than $1,000, or it'd be an insult to God. And the money just keep on coming. God did it. I want you to circle that on your notes. When you look at it, you'll know who's doing it. But he has to, young man, you listening? He has to have your cooperation. He ain't ask you how much you got. He just wants you, he know how much you got. He wants you to use what you have boldly, consistently, faithfully. What are we going to do with this verse? What are we going to do with this? How are we going to buy? For the seed shall be prospered. The vine shall give her fruit. The ground shall give her increase. And the heavens shall give their due. Look at the last statement of this verse. Come on, Sam. And I will call. And I what is it? It's the law of causation. Write that down. The law of causation. Something that makes something else happen. You know what? I never said this before. You know what I heard? The Spirit of God said, let me make your money happen. Y'all writing? Let me make your money happen. You didn't try anything here. Let me make your money happen. Because I need you to have some money because I got some assignments for you with money. I need my man of God. I need my woman of God. I need them loaded because I can call on them when I need a job done in the earth realm. I need a whole lot of Christians loaded. Will you be one? Not for selfish reason. I'll take care of all of your little dream, but I need you to be loaded for me. Will you obey me? And let me make you what I want you to be. Wave your hand at me. I want to know you understand what I'm saying here and what the Spirit of God is saying. See, we're in class this morning. I'm acting like a lawyer. I'm your lawyer. I'm pleading your case. And I have to show you the evidence that you have the divine right to be blessed financially by the cross of the Lord Jesus. He paid for this, and he wants you to have it. And not in the sweet by and by. In the now and now. You understand me? Now remember, let me go back before I give you these points. The prospering power of the seed, right? Sit down. The prospering power of the seed. I want you to remember that. The seed will produce what? Thank you, sister. What the rest of y'all that? Maximize prosperity. The seed is the greatest law. Oh, it looks so small, Lord. It looks so small. But that's the way God works. It looks so small. See, you know, because it don't take much for God to do something. See? The seed looks like it's so insignificant. If you owe $89,000 and you're sowing a $600 seed, it seems so insignificant for how much I owe. But you're putting it in the field of God. When you put it in the field of God, you're putting it in the hand of God. And things multiply in God's hand supernaturally. Nobody, the devil can't stop it. The system can't stop it. The government can't stop it. You're there before they know it. When they look up in my city, I was already a millionaire. Sitting on my porch. Reading my Bible. Got a table beside my Bible. I had books on there. Just sitting there. Big German shepherd dog cost $45,000. Running around the yard, ready to bite anybody who come in. Oh, Lord. Said a $45,000 dog. I upset one woman up in here. She said, he said, $45,000. A dog will bite. They pay $300,000 for a horse they ride. I'm trying to introduce you to wealth. You're going to question my wealth? I'm trying to tell you, if you don't want a dog, buy your horse. But I share this with the body of Christ. So you know. God is good. How often? Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to really have faith to believe this. But according to the spiritual atmosphere that is being created in this room, your finances are changing right now. See, you don't have a spirit, you are a spirit. I'm really ministering to your spirit because I'm going to give you head trouble this morning. So I want you to forget about all your family members. I want you to forget about all that being around you. We're not talking about that. We're talking about this. You're here, aren't you? You have put yourself in an atmosphere and an environment to produce. So I want you to know when your mind going hopscotch in here, you tell it, shut up. And I want you to listen to your heart. All right, shut down, let's go. Shut down, let's go. Now you had Zechariah 12, right? Yeah, all right, here come the principle of your financial planning. To use the seed with wisdom. Listen very carefully. This means a lot to me. I've used this. Still got a hum, Junior. I don't know what it is. When seeds are sown, first principle, you got it? Ma'am, you listening? When seeds are sown by Holy Spirit instruction, it connect heaven to earth and harvest to seed. Let me give it again. Let me give it again. I don't want to lose you. When seed are sown by the Holy Spirit instruction, it connect heaven to earth and harvest to seed. In other words, the seed sown by the divine plan of God causes the law of causation. It causes heaven harvest. Write it down, you never heard that. Heaven harvest. Say heaven harvest.
Heaven
harvest. See, heaven harvest somewhat are unpredictable, immeasurable. They are not hourly wages. We're not talking about a 40-hour week. Best way I could explain it is, we're talking about arriving, and you don't know you have arrived. You're talking about walking across your bedroom floor with a 30-year mortgage, and it's just been 3 years, and your wife tell you, you know you're able to pay it all off now? And I did. So in the name of Jesus, I cancel every mortgage in here. by the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of God's word. Now there's a scripture for this. Mark 4:26. Go there. There's a scripture for this. Because the first thing I thought, the first bell I started ringing after I made that apostolic word over you, the first bell going to ring now is how? See? He said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground. Next verse. And should sleep. And rise night and day. And the seed should spring and grow up. I tell you what. Let's do a little jig on he knows not how. Come on, let's get rid of that right now. Let's get rid of that right now. All right, man. Let's get. See, see, I don't want you to go getting on three jobs. I don't want you to go gas under nobody who got a little money. The seed is the master of this conversation. And here's a revelation of the seed. You sow that seed, and the seed spring up and cancel all your debt, and you don't know how. That's what happened to me. See, all my life now, for the last 43 years, my life is a seed life. It's a kingdom of God life. And it didn't happen overnight. But you're supposed to get there faster because I'm bringing you some information that I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know I can trust a seed this much. I found out after some years that God's plan really worked now. Not in heaven. He caused heaven to come to earth and make it work now. You are qualified because you are in Christ to spend days of heaven on earth in every facet of your life. So that's one indication of the seed. Then Mark 4:26, I like, and you know, then the blade, then the corn, the full corn of the ear. Powerful. Jesus teaching about that seed. He taught about that seed. Boy, he wanted to train. He said, if I can get them trained by the seed, everything else will work. Because really your prayers are seed. Every word you speak is a seed. Every praise you give is a seed. Every time you worship God is a seed. Every time you say glory is a seed. But, I hate to cut your neck. But, you have to plant money seed like you plant them glory seeds. Now, I'm just going to tell y'all, I don't want y'all to do it. You don't have to do it. You should have rushed the altar. Glory, glory, glory. Y'all start hollering, glory, glory, glory. I told you, y'all to plant the money seed. You don't have to do it. I'm not trying to get no money, but I'm going to tell you how you think. You think, you see? See, something free. Glory, glory, glory. That's free. So I just said, you should plant your seed like you plant your glory seed. Nobody move. You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. You don't understand. See, you got to be wild with seed. Wild. Get wild. You, are you following me? Come on, somebody answer me.
Yes.
Because somebody out there questioning my integrity. You question my integrity. I don't play no game. You get on television, you're going to find them games. Talking about I see you giving. I don't play that. So don't put me in that category. I don't really have to receive your seed. I don't need your seed. You need your seed. Shoot. You always got some marky in the ranch. Set up and judge somebody. I'm trying to get people a breakthrough. You set up there with your broke self and judge. I hope you're not in here. I hope you're on the internet. I'm just feeding you somewhere. Somewhere around God's throne. Now, I can't train you if you're going to question my integrity. I almost didn't want to say that, but I said, no, I'm going to say it. Because you need to know how to break in a flow. See, when I say glory, all y'all thought, glory. And it seemed like you got goosebumps. Glory. I said, do the seed the same way. You got like this. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. Y'all stuck. One seed is not enough. You need to be, see, we sow a seed and shut down. I've done my duty. No, the Lord might call for another seed that's going to make that first seed do what it's supposed to do. Y'all just, they wasn't doing that before I came along. Nobody would, hey, some of y'all been, nobody wasn't doing this. See? So you sow your first seed and you're all satisfied and the Lord can't tell you nothing else about no seed. Listen to me. Listen to me. For lack of better words, sometime you got to become seed crazy. Just, and you have to, oh my God. You have to jam God. God put himself in a position where you can jam it. You got to do something. Ah, my goodness. When seeds are sown by the Holy Spirit instruction, it connects heaven to earth. I may not finish this morning. I might have to get back to this tonight. And harvest a seed. That's Zechariah 8:12. Is that a powerful voice? Yes, sir. Is Zechariah 8:12 a powerful voice? I know he's talking about building, but then, oh, I missed the last part. Look at his voice again. Look at his voice again. Look at his voice again. For the seed shall be prosperous, right? The vine shall give her fruit. Amen. The ground shall give her increase. Everybody say increase.
Increase.
Say fruit.
Fruit.
The heaven shall give their due. Say due.
Due.
Now, I got to the law of causation, remember? The seed is the most effective law of financial causation. I like that, boy. I'm getting like a scholar up here now. Hallelujah. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Woo. That's powerful, man. That's God's word. See, let me substantiate this. Since I feel my Cheerios this morning. Isaiah 55:11. Let me substantiate this. Prosperity. Yeah, let's substantiate Zechariah 8:12 with Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. God sent Zechariah 8:12. Isaiah 55:11 backs it up. So I want you to read the two verses together. Read Zechariah 8:12. I got to get it in you. Read it. Let's read. Read Zechariah 8:12. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Isaiah 55:11 now. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Let the word speak in here this morning. See, we're doing your financial plan spiritually. My portfolio is proof. I flew here worth about a $20 million jet. Paid for. I left out of I don't know how many million dollars house. Mansion. When I walked out, the mansion, it was paid for. God did it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you can't rejoice with me, you'll never get there. And my brother and sister, let me put, and my brother and sister, I'm dressed like I have something to say this morning. See, you really don't understand because you can't really see these shoes. You way back there. You better come take your peep. God did it. Boston Red Sox. Championship ring. Never been in the locker room. God is doing this to let us know he can do it.
Yes.
Say, he can do it.
He can do it.
Nike trying. But God really can do it. Second principle, sit down. Like I said, I'm not getting 40 this morning, almost an hour. Turn to get my bookmarker. In my library, I got four libraries in my house. You'd almost get rich going in my library looking in them books. I used to mark with 10. I marked with 20 for a while. But these are bookmarkers now. I mark with 100. Oh, that's $1,000 right here. Amos, chapter 9, principle. The seed has the ability to ignite a financial explosion in your life. Every good thing begin to happen. The seed, see, I need you to meditate these principles. The seed has the ability that came from glory. I'm not wise enough to write this. I'm not smart enough to put it together. The seed has the ability to ignite a financial explosion. You know what a financial explosion is? All your debt is blown out your life. All your dreams are manifested. All your desires, let me say it this way, all your desires stand at the foot of your bed. I'm trying to explain it, you see what I'm saying? Say financial explosion. See, explosion has a sort of a negative connotation, But I'm putting it in a positive connotation because it's blowing away lack, limitation, unfulfilled dream, not having enough. Fire! Just like money just starts falling. Money just starts falling from everywhere. Explosion, you see. You got to use your imagination. Boom! Everything paid for. Boom! I got 150 in tailor-made suit. Just explosion. Y'all know I was going to talk about wealth before y'all come here. Y'all know I was going to talk about money. What's the problem? What's the problem? We're not going to turn this into no healing class. We're talking about money. Boom! We're talking about plenty of money, man. Say plenty of money, plenty of money, plenty of money, plenty of money. Listen to me. I don't care who getting mad. I'm making a statement. I'm going to shut you down right now. Plenty of money is God's vocabulary. Yeah. When God walk in the room, the bank can't talk about plenty of money. Bank ain't got no money compared to God. When God say plenty of money, I'm his representative. Now, look. The seed has the ability, and may you have one, to ignite a financial explosion in your life. Every good thing began to happen. It's like living in a dream world. You know, I was raised on a farm, and we would butcher hogs, hang them in a tree, kill a chicken off the yard, run around barefooted, go to the outhouse. They had nothing in the house. So I know back in the 50s and 40s, I know what a good God we serve. I had one of the best plant jobs you can find. My wife was making, we thought we were making a lot of money, but we never could get ahead. But then God. I learned to work his principle, obey him. And I learned, you had to find out something before Solomon sold that $1,000 offering. If something happened there, he said, the Bible said he loved God. You got to love him. See, you got to fall in love with God. See, because if you don't love God, you'll never get into the intimacy to trust him. See, you just can't go for the good. You got to fall in love with Jesus. And you have to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your understanding, all your soul. And love your neighbor. You got to love yourself too. I love me. Yeah, people say, I got selfish, talking about you love me. Yes, but the Bible told me love myself. You must be, what's the matter with you? You don't love yourself? It's over $1,000 now. This is a $1,200 seed here. When I first, I think about Dan when I read this, because I think him and I were laughing about this. When I first read in the book of Amos and read this thing in the Message Bible, it shook me up. How many of y'all ever read from the ninth chapter of Amos in the Message Bible? How many of y'all have not read it? Just tell me. How many of y'all have not? We're going to have a party here this morning. Shut up. We're going to have a party. You're going to see something here this morning. Let me read. I'm so glad, man. I got over 50%. Never read it later. You think everybody have seen it? All right. Let me read. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm shook up because I see all these people haven't read it. Let me read in the King James Version. Amos 9:13. It says, behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the trader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build a waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They also shall make garden and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. I mean, King James don't do bad. But then here in this book, the Message Bible, are you ready to shout? You ready? You ready before, right? You know what I'm talking about then. It says, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Say it. Yes, indeed. Say it.
Yes, indeed.
See, I want your spirit, I want your mouth to talk to your spirit. Say, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Look at the next statement. Now, what did I tell you last night about your thoughts and your word? What did I tell you? Look. See, don't just say these words and have these thoughts. You have to look on the inside and withdraw the spirit and life. We're not just saying yes, indeed. We're not just saying it won't be long now. It's really true. This is my moment. Say it.
Yes, indeed.
It won't be long now. Let me tell you how powerful this is. It may be tonight. It's up. You can't. Let me tell you. See, I need some believers in here. It may be before tonight. We're talking about God, man. We're talking about Jehovah Jireh. We're not talking about no banker who we're trying to get a loan from. We're talking about the God who owns everything. Let's seek him to get his attention.
Yes, indeed.
It won't be long now. Who said that? Who just said it? Made me come what? In agreement with God. So you need to tell two or three people, it won't be long, I'm gonna be out of debt. Woo! Hallelujah. Won't be long. Woo, woo! I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 It won't be long now. My financial freedom is right around the corner. It won't be long now. I heard the word of the living God. Won't be long. I'll be living where I want and how I want. It won't be long now. Won't be long now. I'm in agreement with you. Won't be long now. Whatever your heart desires, it won't be long now. We've been serving God. It's time to let God come through. It's time to let God be God. It's time to let God move in your life in extraordinary ways. I call for money miracles in every home represented here. I call for money miracles in every ministry in this house this morning. Money miracles. Money miracles. Money miracles. I call money miracles in my life right now. Listen, 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 listen. Ladies and gentlemen, look at me. Listen. This is, don't mess with this. This is, I'm talking to some people who criticize this. Don't mess with this. You know why? I heard the Holy Ghost say, this is covenant business. Well, Deuteronomy 8:18. Look at it, Deuteronomy 8:18. This covenant business, this God's business. But remember, it's the Lord thy God. That giveth thee power, what? What the last part of it say? How can you fight this thing? Somebody, God sent somebody to preach this, and you're going to fight it because you don't understand it? Are you glad you're here this morning? This is one of the most powerful, and I've had some money morning teaching that I've ever given. God had to disturb me to get me over here. It disturbed my normal pattern. Won't be long now. Put that scripture back up. We're not through with this thing. Put it back up. Ammon's there. Look at the next two words after it won't be long now. Who decreed it?
God.
He said God. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim. One thing, you know how they talk about fast on the heel of the other. Otherwise, blessing pushing. Blessing shoving. You ever been in line with people shoving? In your life, blessing, I'm going for you. No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm going to go pay for the house. No, I'm going to pay for the car. No. And then the other one, I'm going to pay for the dream. Yeah. She been having a dream. I'm going in for it. Yeah. No, the house does it. House counselor say, I'm going in for it. Yeah. They're pushing. Yeah. Y'all can't use your imagination. You see what I'm saying? Every blessing trying to get in at the same time. Oh! The blessing just keep on coming. Woo! The blessing just keep on coming. You know, it almost like this. How can I say this, Holy Spirit? It almost like you're shamed to show up. Because every time you show up, you're showing off. Not on purpose, it's just the way it is. But I read he made an open show. You supposed to put on a show when you go somewhere. You represent the show. You represent the show he put on. He did it. The crowds did it. Jesus' blood did it. That's why I'm so blessed. When you go to your family reunion, you're supposed to put on a show. When you have a birthday party, a graduating party at your house for your children, when your guests come there, you're supposed to put on a show and tell them he did it. You see that dining room table over there? God did it. Let me take it to my bedroom. When you get in my bedroom, I will show you how God did it. Being meek does not mean being broke. Being humble does not mean stumbling around in financial darkness. Oh, shut down. Your financial darkness are over. The light of Jehovah hit your finances today. You will not walk in financial darkness no more. It's over. It's over now. Hey. Hey. Somebody got it. Somebody getting this thing. I said somebody getting this thing. You've been talked to this morning like never before. Come on, Apostle. You're not looking for a financial breakthrough. You're going beyond breakthrough this morning. That means I'll never need a breakthrough again. From every direction. Money flowing from the east. Money flowing from the west. Money flowing from the south. Money flowing from the north. Money flowing from the top. Money flowing from the bottom. All around me. I'm blessed. Listen to me closer now, it's coming out of my spirit. Every financial demon in your life must bow. And call you Lord. Every financial demon in your life, I command them to bow. Financial oppression you have ever suffered is over this moment. Listen to the Holy Spirit to me. Financial seeds remove all financial needs. Write that down. Write that down. It's coming out of my spirit. Oh, glory. I feel good on you this morning. I feel God, people getting a hold of this thing. I feel an anointing moving in here to destroy every financial yoke and remove every financial burden. Are you receiving here? Somebody talk to me up in here. I'm stirred in the spirit that the Holy Ghost is doing a job in you this morning. Somebody thought they wasn't going to make it, But I heard an old blues song say, you can make it if you try. I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! Y'all ready for this? Won't be long now. Glory! I tell you one thing you had to put up with. This is going to make your family members mad. Some of your favorite family members who used to come to your house every year, not going to come no more. They're going to have an excuse. The dog's sick. The cat had kitten. Any little old excuse, you know, because they just don't want to see it. See, the show shows you up. Because you're supposed to be serving the same God. But I'm getting different results. But you won't go and let my pastor teach you. You won't die in mama and them church. Mama dad, she don't know what church you in. Let me finish reading this now. I'll pick up tonight. Ooh, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, Rabasha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a party going on here. What kind of party this is, Melvin? It's a money party. Hey! Oh, God, I never heard of it. I never heard of it. I'm invited to a money party. Oh, y'all ain't cutting up enough. I never heard that before. Y'all ain't cutting up enough up in here. This a money party. Let's get it on. How would you act if all your bills were paid? How would you cut up? This a money party, boy. This a what? This a money party, boy. You better dance up in here. How would you act? Check right quick. The check is $7,000. This $7,000.